BBC News with Fiona MacDonald. Ethiopia has denied that its troops are targeting civilians during its military campaign to quell a rebellion in the northern Tigray region. Ethiopian forces say they're continuing their advance, but Tigray's leaders say its troops have been fighting back. Schools in New York City will close temporarily on Thursday, 8 weeks after they reopened. Officials fear that a second wave of coronavirus has arrived in the city. Pupils will be schooled remotely. The World Health Organization says it will cost more than $2 billion to vaccinate 20% of the population of Latin America and the Caribbean against COVID-19. The Pan-American Health Organization says it aims to deploy at least 2 billion doses of vaccines by the end of 2021. The Trump campaign is seeking a partial recount of votes in two counties in the state of Wisconsin, which President-elect Joe Biden is projected to have won. They allege that absentee ballots were altered and improperly issued, and voter identity laws were sidestepped. A judge in New York has agreed to waive drug charges against the former Mexican defense minister, Salvador Cienfuegos, following a request from the Trump administration. Prosecutors said the case had revealed sensitive foreign policy considerations. Rising winter temperatures in the Northern Hemisphere are being linked to increased levels of death by drowning. Researchers say that winter ice on lakes and rivers is becoming thinner due to global warming. During warmer winters, death by drowning is five times higher. And the Yazidi religious community in Iraq has enthroned its new spiritual leader. Hundreds of members of the community attended as Ali Elias was raised to the rank of Baba Sheikh in the great temple of Lalish in northern Iraq. The Yazidis suffered intense and violent persecution by the Islamic State group. BBC News.